machine that is Wildian Tausch. Sooner or later, or maybe 5 minutes early, the start of the 10 o'clock hour begins now. You're going to need your reads to be reprinted moving forward.
Maybe. Yeah, that was something. I will say this. I don't know how you guys managed the clock while I was gone, but we have never, in the 9-plus years we've been doing this show, been early to a 10 o'clock hour before this.
So you're going to take credit for doing that.
So I did trip on, I don't know, again, I'm going to, like Jason,
so
you said.
So let me set the scene here.
Okay? I screwed up.
So it started with Tausch stepping on the cord for the video camera.
And that pulled the thing
out. And it not only disconnected the video, but it spun the laptop
around. But it didn't fall off its axis.
Which is impressive for that thing.
Very strong axis.
So that happens.
Yep.
Tausch recognizes that something has gone awry, decides to, to stand up.
I don't know what that was going to do to help.
Absolutely nothing.
He's going over there to fix it. Stands up, but is standing on top of his cord for his headphones.
And that ricocheted.
Let's go flying off his head.
Yes.
Hit his Karuba coffee,
which is
correct. Of course not capped.
Yes. Nope,
coffee
anything.
Spills all over his phone, his reeds, his Tito's sunglasses that have sand in them. So now they have sand and they have coffee in them.
Yeah.
And so I thought that the smartest play was to just
You did good.
Take a break.
Yep, take a beat.
Take a beat.
Grab a snack.
Grab a coffee. Spill it all over the place and then come back for the 10 o'clock hour.
Yeah, you illustrated that really well. So I stood up and I was just talking about how I haven't spilled my coffee and then the headset pulls off because I stepped on it, knocking the coffee over onto my well-groomed sheets and binder and phone. And I think you wisely took a break. So, yes, that did all happen. And I'm going to Truman up. It's all me. I'm not blaming anybody. Mm-hmm. Are we on a huge slant with bugs flying around
my
ears?
Here we go.
No, I'm just saying we are. Like, those are facts.
This is not a huge slant.
But it's slanted.
It is a mild slant. And I don't understand how it factored in to you stepping on your own cord of your headphones.
It's on me. But there are some outliers.
But there are extenuating circumstances that it's not really on me.
This is true, too. Both things can be true.
Justin in Janesville on the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin talking text line. Tausch, if a librarian hits her head, she has no one to blame but herself.
That's good. I like that. That's fun. That's fun.
I'm also being told in the YouTube comments that Jesse and I are very quiet and your mic is very loud.
Yeah, so, that's not shocking. That's kind of how this goes.
So it's been a bit of a struggle. So for those of you over the 300 mark on the ESPN Madison.
Well,
YouTube.
Let's go.
Welcome in, everyone.
Watching live right now, so thanks to you. We are working on improving the overexposure of the video as well, which is certainly a factor. But I'm just glad we've got the video back. We'll address that.
Out.
The fact that we're
in
on
the next
is
segment.
Half the battle here.
All right. I do want to talk offensive line with you because you were gone for multiple developments.
And I'll just preface this by saying this. So, obviously, we have discussed this ad nauseum throughout the off season. I didn't text you guys. You guys, thankfully, you didn't send me show sheets and all. It was really nice, Jesse, so I could decompress. But when I saw one of your buddies tweet something out about Elgton Jenkins, I basically said,
You didn't text me for that.
We didn't play this game, but Eleanor wanted to. It was in my favorite rom-com. You guys remember my favorite rom-com?
Yerp or Nerp?
No. Rom-com. The movies.
Oh, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Best rom-com in the history of rom-com.
Right, but I didn't know there was a game in that show.
No, there is a game that they're playing, and this is where they fall in love. They end up falling in love because they're playing, and the parents are sitting there, and it's like, blank, blank. Blank, blank. BS for all of you, for the folks. And that's...
Why are you blanking the bowl?
Because I just want a blank blanket.
Blank.
And that's when old girl.
It's confusing.
That's when old girl, when the guy's farting and everything else, she's like, oh, it's just so homey, it feels so good. And that's when they fell in love and all the other stuff. Great rom-com.
Never seen it.
When I saw that storyline unfolding with
Elgton Jenkins. So the storyline that you're referring to is that at one point during a 12-minute interview session at his locker, which he's in one of the corners which is not the most convenient location in the new locker room, by the way.
How do we like the new locker room?
It's luxurious.
No.
The lockers are
not. Lose
a
little grit?
The lockers
lose a little grit in there?
No, I don't know about that. The lockers are not. They're kind of narrow.
Ooh,
because
like
they did away with the Green Mile.
Yep.
So everybody's in there. Also, I don't understand how
but
it works.
But it's new, right? This isn't like a renovated space.
No, it is renovated. It's expanded each end, but it is on the same footprint.
Did they make it into
it's
a football
larger.
Still?
It's still football-y, right. a little less oblong, okay. a little more streamlined.
Sure.
But my understanding is there's only 81 lockers, so I don't know where – they got 90 guys on the team. I don't know where those other guys are.
Yeah, it's
not
tough.
Really clear. But to get back
by
to
the way,
point,
every player wants a wider locker.
Yeah, and they're not really open lockers. They've got chairs, and then the back of the chair folds in so you can access your clothing behind it, and the bottom of the chair lifts up for your shoes.
Yeah, I was built in the right era. I'm not built for that. Yes.
Well,
skinny, thin seats. That's like middle seats on an airplane.
They are not as wide.
Let me spread out. Did they widen them out for the O line?
Nope.
Make them a little
bigger.
They're
all the same uniform. Everybody gets the same ones.
It's not how the world works.
So Elton's in the corner. Does 12 minutes. Talks about the contract and what he was looking for. Talks about the situation he's in and acknowledging that they tend to get rid of guys after they celebrate their 30th birthday.
No.
But at one point he did say, it was not the primary thing he said, but it was among the things he said, that he stayed away from the off-season program. His family situation changed slightly. He wanted to spend more time with them. It could be true that he did want to spend more time with his family, and he thought his contract sucked and he wanted it addressed. He didn't say it was the only reason he stayed away. So
sure.
When you saw that, it perked your ears up, and even though you're on vacation, you texted us.
Yeah, because obviously, I'm not going to say you reported things, but on this show you brought some stuff up.
Oh, no, we reported things.
You brought some stuff up, and people were like, you're an idiot, blah, 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 and then people had to apologize because then Elton didn't show up and blah, blah, blah. And this isn't hard to understand. Money is what drives this business. It is. And when people feel like they have any type of leverage or need to get some sweeteners in their contract, they find ways to try to enforce that. And how I read this, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, because you've had more conversations with people, mm-hmm. but Elton wanted a new deal. He wanted stuff done. Zach Tom wanted a new deal. Zach Tom got a new deal. Got a big, fat, nice contract. And by the way, Green Bay, kudos to you for signing him early. Mm-hmm. Still don't understand. Anybody ever asked Steno about that competition?
We did not follow
up. You guys
are
so soft.
Well, we asked.
Just ask him. You got to get a laugh out of it.
We did. As I've told you, I'm not great at jumping in, so I missed the window. Well, but I did ask.
Missed that on
I did ask Zach and
I'm
asked him.
To jump in all the time and make snood comments under your breath.
Snood
yes.
comments? Is that
you're
snide
a bit
and rude combined?
You're a snood underbreath.
Yeah, snood.
Underbreath guy. All right, continue.
Anyway, I want to correct something. Elton Jenkins was not looking for a lucrative contract extension.
He wanted some sweeteners.
He wanted money in 2026 to be guaranteed,
mm-hmm.
so he knew he'd be here for 2 years, and then if they decided to tell him to take a long walk off a
on a year
period,
where he is switching positions and
correct.
There's a lot of unknowns. Yep.
Yes. So you were surprised or not surprised that the Packers did?
No, no, no. I'm not surprised at all that Green Bay is just sitting, because Green Bay from a just being smart standpoint, they're saying, well, let's see. And if something happens, they've been burned a little bit signing old guys in the O-line. Like D-Bock, you can say what you want. D-Bock, great player, blows his knee out, and a lot of money got pumped down there that, he was unable to play. Elton Jenkins, they want this to go year to year, and they want to see how it goes. Elton has every right to not do that. I guess why now? And if I'm asking Elton, it's like, well, what was the conversations that were had? I'm guessing Green Bay basically was just saying, listen, man, we just want you to play center this year and we'll figure it out. We're not going to do anything. We're not doing any sweeteners. We're not doing anything else. You're going to be here. You're going to show up. You're going to play ball. And then after and if that happens, we'll find something else out. But we're not redoing your deal. That's not what and how we go about our business. And Elton has to then think, do I want to get fined and not make any money while I'm sitting here, or do I just embrace this and say, a lot like, you know, maybe Devontae or players in the past that have had some, you know, high credibility, you know, really good resumes, and they get to that certain point and they're not feeling like they get what they want. The thing with Elton here, and this is where I always thought it was going to be a little tricky, is he's getting paid guard money. So he's getting paid, well, he is.
Yeah, but his salary for this year is $11 million.
Okay, what was his bonus? And
right.
So that's,
I understand. But that money, again, he's definitely overpaid for next year. No one would debate that.
He's not going to be paid next year.
He's not going to. Right, and that's the issue, is that he's saying, look, you're not going to pay me this money anyway, so what can you do for me? Again, that ship has sailed. The important piece that we need to add here, though, is that he is moving positions. And basically what he said to himself was, I can't stay on the sideline. I need the work so I can go out there and play well at my new position. So then when I go to a new team after this year because they decide to move on from me,
so,
I have a good resume because I play well.
So Elton, just so we're all understand this, Elton lost this battle. He didn't get what he wanted.
He did. He totally lost.
And he is going to try to make the best of this situation. Green Bay, you can't give in to players every time. The Cowboys with Zach Martin did that, and you know what? Zach Martin's a Hall of Fame player. I understand you want to do that. But in this case, what are they going to do now if Elton plays great football? Elton is going to be much more apt to say, blank you, I'm going to go get paid somewhere else. The beautiful thing from Green Bay's standpoint is they could tag him as a center next year. That's another option that they could have.
No, he's got another year of his contract left.
They're not.
Oh, boy. There's a cute,
cute
rascal coming your
way. Ah, man, Bucky just drilled me with his nose. Oh, Bucky, you rascal. Oh. Bucky, you're the
best.
What's
up, Bucky?
You are a cute little fella. Yep. He did just drill me in the back of the head. Son of a gun, Bucky. You're
badger
a
on badger crime.
Feisty rascal today. God, I might have to go get checked out. Concussion protocol after that. That nose is hard.
He
drilled me with his nose. Oh, Bucky.
What was I thinking? What are you doing?
Bucky
so,
at the ESPN
so all right, you bring up a good point. This is going to be Elton Jenkins' last season in Green Bay. If Green Bay isn't going to pay him top of the dollar for the center position, if he has. So there's a lot of variables that are in play. Obviously, Elton now has to bet on himself. And if you're Elton, are you looking at this more, if I have a great season, are you going to be more open to saying, well, I proved it to you, Green Bay, or are you going to say blank off, I'm going to go get paid somewhere else?
So here's my question for you. Let's say he plays well.
Oh, what the?
It's been kind of a rough return to play for you.
I don't understand Bucky on that. I hope we don't have our UW Credit Union read right away. I need a couple beats. Let's move that to the end of the show.
I was thinking that was the perfect time to do it.
Well,
but
it would have been.
Now
I'm dealing with the concussion protocol.
Different reasons why you switched to UW Credit Union now. Hey.
So my. Are you going to be able to continue?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'll power through like I'm a football player in the 80s and 90s when we didn't have concussion tests.
If he plays well,
yeah.
But he has a $24 million cap number
for
next year.
They're not paying him that.
What are they doing? They're just going to move. You're telling me that even though, let's say he plays at a Pro Bowl level at center, you're telling me they're going to move on from him anyway?
No. What I'm saying is.
What are they going to do then?
They're going to have to pay him top dollar as a center and give him the deal that they're not going to give him. So there is no way that next year's salary is going to be on the books.
Not the way it's structured.
It is
currently.
Not happening.
No,
so
agreed.
What Elton's going to do, he's going to play, and hopefully he plays great football. And then Green Bay is going to look at it and say, well, we really want to keep him and have him. But you know the Gutenator. I think he's going to want to still go year to year and keep it very right. –
He
a very skinny deal.
The day after Christmas.
So I would say the odds after this played out and Green Bay decided not to, what we both thought would make the most sense, spread it out, not even adding a ton more money, putting some guarantees and giving him 2 years to play, and then after that you let him go. That is how I thought this would play out. This did is sped up the clock for Elton Jenkins to play this season and then go somewhere else. That's what this did.
Yeah, and 4 or 5 years from now, if Zach Tom continues to play the way he has, he's going to be facing age 30 and a third contract, and they're going to cycle him out too if Goody's still in charge. That's what they're going to do. That's what they believe. So that is not surprising. What I do want to get to on the offensive line front is the left tackle battle, because that, while you were gone,
how do you think? And you have a good relationship with Elton, so I don't want you to do any breaching of confidence. Is he pissed off?
I think down deep inside he is. Yeah.
Or is it surface level?
No, I thought he did a great job of hiding.
Well, yeah, but he can play. Listen, man, we're all smart. He's a veteran, smart guy.
Right, and I don't think
he's not going to come out guns blazing. This is BS. I'm guessing he's doing all the right things surface level. Give me just a little taste of, what does it go, crust mantle? Give me a little mantle.
So I think what he is doing is channeling his, this is BS, this is blank blank.
Yep.
Blank, into blank. I'm going to play my blank off.
Yep.
And play really blank and well. And then they're going to either pay me or they're not. And quite frankly, I don't want them to pay me. I want somebody else to pay me.
Do you know how difficult, and I agree with you, by the way, but you
like
know
Davante Adams did in 2021.
And that's when people say, just be a pro. That is really easy to say, but it is really difficult when you have these conversations with
people.
You want
to feel appreciated.
And they tell you, "Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see." That's where you try to avoid these, and I know
Correct.
It happens in this business because it is tough. But that's the case where you have to try and figure it out, and Elton is going to be pushed, I think, because he's got the new position and because he wants to get that next last big deal. It can work. But do I feel as if he is going to be as fully vested in what is going on when they have told him this is your last year? We saw it with other players that play the offensive line. I ain't going to bring any names up. But it is not the easiest thing to just deal with that and then move it along. I think Elton has the right mindset. He has made good money already, so that helps. But there's no doubt he wanted this contract to be adjusted. The Packers told him no. And if you don't think that puts a little bit of strife in a relationship, hopefully Elton's professionalism will wear completely on. He will be a pro. There's no doubt about it. I would feel this. I feel very confident. He ain't going to show up on a Wednesday and they're saying Elton's taking the week off. That ain't going to happen.
I'm curious how this will play out. I feel like Elton is going to take the high road. I don't have any doubt about that. At the same time,
yeah, that's crust. I'm going back into science.
Right. I know.
Tell
I know
me the mantle. Hey, I know you know a little mantle.
I thought I did.
You don't know mantle?
I thought I told you the mantle.
You did.
Like he's undeniably angry about this.
Irritated.
Just like Davante Adams was. But again, at some point when they say that, you have to make a decision. Like, what am I going to do about it? Like, here's my question. Is Terry McLaurin going to get traded?
No.
Is Micah Parsons going to get traded?
Maybe.
What ultimately they're going to end up doing is having missed a bunch of camp.
You ever do that where you wave and you think the person's waving to you and then you have to turn around and look to see if there's somebody behind them?
Are you? You may be concussed.
Bucky hit me pretty good. Not used to a ton of physical contact.
Going to have to go thank Bucky later.
Bring a Coors Light golf bag hitch over the head with next.
Yeah.
Can you?
That might be the most physical Bucky we've seen. Boy, it smells good.
Yeah.
What is that? Well, anyways, so the Elton Jenkins piece of it, I think the question would be, how long could he have sat out with his back injury? The fact that he didn't wait till after pads.
Without adversely affecting, too, his ability to adjust to a new position.
It's a real conundrum.
It's a great word.
What is Green Bay going to do, though? Would Green Bay have been content sitting there just fining him and letting him go and then not having him as center?
Well,
because I heard Jordan Love say, we need to work.
Right. I don't know. And I don't know what would have happened had he pushed it harder, because they're the ones who put him on the non-football injury list with a back injury.
Yep.
So that he was covered there. Like, he could have kept saying, oh, my back, because they did put him on that list. If they had passed him on his physical and he was, for lack of a better term, faking, in their opinion, then things get ugly.
So do you think there was a conversation like, Elton, we're not doing it, get your butt to work and let's just figure it out, and then Elton kind of had to make the decision, this is in my best interest. Is that how it played out? All right, that's what I figured. I was surprised it didn't last a little bit longer. That's all.
And just for Michael in the YouTube comments, Russ Ball handles the negotiating. Brian Gutekunst decides who gets signed
100%.
And who doesn't. Ball is not deciding whether they're going to pay Elgton Jenkins. He's deciding how they're going to structure deals.
If Brian Gutekunst goes to Russ Ball, figure it out, get Elgton Jenkins signed for a couple years. You do the math on it. We want him for 2 years of guarantees, and then he can be a free agent. Elgton Jenkins' contract would have been reworked. Period.
Correct. So, all right, I want to shift gears to the left tackle job because of Elgton Jenkins' back problems, and then Aaron Banks had some back problems.
Uh-oh.
They were a little shorthanded on the interior, and now Shido, as they call him in the brand-new locker room, Rashid Walker, now he's got a groin issue.
Uh-oh.
So he's not practicing, and I got to say, the first-round pick from last year, he looked okay in one-on-ones on family night. Not so great in 11-on-11 on family night. So we need to have a conversation about the left tackle position. Two goat Badgers, one after another, Devin and then Bucky, all in one fell swoop for us.
I hope Devin doesn't come and hit me in the back of the head like Bucky did.
I kind of hope she does.
Devin Robinson of the Badger Volleyball.
I know you do.
Because core values are an important piece of what we do here at Wilde and Tausch, and core values are also an important piece to any successful business, and Lakeland Supply is no different. They've been displaying their core values in the industrial supply space for over 40 years. Integrity, excellence, stewardship, partnership, and faith. They're ISO certified. They're a Future 50 winner. They're top rated in customer satisfaction, and they believe in giving back to the community. Lakeland isn't one of those catalog companies either. They work to be your packaging and supply expert by building plans around what you want. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. So set up a free packaging and supply assessment at lakelandsupply.com. More Wilde and Tausch live from TPC Wisconsin at the ESPN Madison Open. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
On the cusp of our shotgun start here at TPC Wisconsin.
Yeah, 26 minutes yet.
ESPN Madison Open. I don't know. I see a lot of bags loaded up. I see golfers.
Golf.
11 a.m. shotgun this morning at TPC.
You told us
Wisconsin.
It was earlier.
I lied. 11 a.m. shotgun.
So it's 26 minutes.
That just turns out I read the rundown. 11 a.m.
Hmm. But you didn't read it when we asked you what time the start was.
No, that's when I read it. I guessed.
Oh.
I did that thing where you ask something.
Actually,
and
I think it's 36 minutes. If it's 10:24, it'd be 36 minutes.
Correct.
Right? I was wrong by 10.
Excellent, Matt.
It's a 10 piece off.
Well, you do have a concussion.
Maybe.
All right. So I wanted to get to this because you are a resident expert, at least when we don't have Bulaga, about offensive line play.
I was going to throw a dig back at you, but I'm not going to do that. It's my
I'm not going to dignify that with a response. Am I right?
He's an expert reporter when we don't have Domovsky. Is that what you were going to go with?
I was going to go a little bit different than that, but I'm not. I won't because I'm not going to be.
Gosh,
like
you're
that.
Nice. Thank you so much.
you're welcome.
Be that as it may, Jordan Morgan, for the first week of camp, because Elgton was not yet out there. Then he was out there for a little bit.
Family stuff.
Yeah. And then Aaron Banks with some back problems.
Aaron Banks, am I right?
Not bad.
No,
okay.
That
not bad.
Don't give him that.
Well, I can't give him a hard time with a obviously joke line about Bulaga without having to have him cut off
I
a potential
anything,
dig.
Though.
Well, but
no,
you made sure you told just like, oh, there's a lot of cords under here. It's not my fault, but it's all my fault. But all these cords. What's the
What is Jordan Morgan up against?
I don't know.
When he spends a week at guard and then goes to left tackle, now we think he's finally getting an opportunity to show what he's capable of, which he is in one way, but it's not like there was a shift in the depth chart. It turned out that Rashid Walker dropped out of practice on Thursday with this groin injury, didn't practice Friday, didn't practice on family night. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if he's going to practice tomorrow when we're back at an actual open practice. So now Jordan Morgan's gotten a bunch of work at left tackle, and he did not look good on Saturday night. Lucas Van Ness, dare I say, ate his lunch.
Lunch eater. That's why Jesse's here. Lunch eating.
That is why.
Yeah, I think there's it's not, obviously it's not easy playing left tackle in the NFL. It's a whole different animal. And I think for Jordan Morgan, last year with the injuries and playing guard, you know, he didn't get, because everybody's going to be saying, well, he's in his second year, he should be stronger, he should be all this stuff, he should be better. He hasn't gotten a ton of the work there. And mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting when the whole open competition, he's a first-round pick. They want him to play. He has to go out and prove that he can. The fact that Lucas Van Ness, as you so eloquently put, ate his lunch, that is not obviously a good development for him. I think he is trending towards being the sixth guy this season. I think Rashid Walker, and he is going to get these opportunities if Sheed is still hurt. Sheedo, if he is hurt, then he's going to get more opportunities, and he is going to need to play really well in these preseason games because he's going to get work. And if he isn't playing well in preseason against twos and threes, then you're really going to open it up and say that I said this offseason, and this is the unfair part about being a first-round pick. You don't have the luxury of taking time and developing. You get a year, maybe. Mm-hmm. You don't get two. And he is going to be under really heavy criticism if he is not one of the five starters for this season. And then in turn, Goody gets criticized. I don't know if his talent, until he can showcase it, everybody believes he's got all of the intangible things, mm-hmm. all of the tangible things. Mm-hmm. Now it is, can he play? And playing left tackle ain't playing right guard. It's different. I ain't writing him off because Lucas Van Ness grabbed a couple sandwiches from him on Saturday night, mm-hmm. but it certainly puts the antennas up as if saying this thing is trending towards him being the sixth guy again after what happened last year.
So I understand you always tell us that the expectation game matters, and A.J. Hawk is always the example you use.
Yep.
Right? Top five pick, had a really good NFL career, but not good enough for the top five pick. Basically, is how people view him.
Yeah. Even though he is the leading tackler in the history of the organization and has went on to have the most lucrative and maybe best media career of any former Green Bay Packer. Continue.
If he is the sixth man,
yep.
Jordan Morgan, not A.J. Hawk. First of all, he's not going to not play because, as you know all too well, you never go through 17 games with all five starters starting all 17 games. And even if it's Elton at center who breaks a chin strap or breaks a shoelace, because that's how I've been taught to describe injury situations by Campy, because he doesn't want to ever say a guy gets hurt.
Yep.
So breaks a shoelace or breaks a chin strap, and Elton's got to come out. They're moving Sean Ryan, and then they're bringing Jordan Morgan in to his spot instead. I love Bucky, and he didn't give me a concussion. So
not yet.
Yeah, that's very gentle, better. Very gentle,
although,
Bucky.
Although his head is not small, that's for sure. So is it that big of a deal?
Did the nose chip come from him barreling into my head?
That must have been
head?
What got you. Yeah.
I can see how that hurts.
Hey, wrap, he's hard Bucky, nose like wrap the him in the team. Back of the head with your nose and just see. Jason didn't think that it hurt.
Yeah, that's not that bad. Okay. You're soft.
It's true. Oof.
So is it that big of a deal if he's the sixth man? Like you said that there's going to be a lot of criticism for it, but
it'll be disappointing, yes. You don't draft a guy in the first round and then have him be a backup for two or three years.
I hope people are getting photos of this. I want a photo of
Bucky's
me.
Bucky,
no, I don't see any camera people anywhere.
So what I'm just saying, here's what will happen. That narrative will be Jordan Morgan is, I don't want to use the B word, but that is what people are going to look at it and say he hasn't been able to crack the lineup when they've given him opportunity after opportunity. Bucky's physical today, I'm trying to tell you. He is a physical specimen.
Kind of like Packers camp.
So I don't think, from my perspective, I understand. Jeez. It's going to be, he's going to be labeled that way. I don't know if that's fair, but that's the reality of being a first-round pick. What are you hearing, Buck? No. Yeah, I know. We got. What are we thinking? Big thumbs up for a monster season or just a great season? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Bucky.
In which sports?
Well, he just pointed to my football hat, so I was assuming you were saying football.
Okay. I hope he's right. That would be great if he's right. It feels like, even though it's time to tell us about Quick Trip, I feel like now's the time for you to tell us about UW Credit Union.
Yeah,
because
we'll do
this
that.
Cute rascal that is on your Bucky card is right here next to you.
And for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here forever. You proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. They help you reach your financial goals. And people ask me why I joined UW Credit Union. Why I love the local banking, love member first service, love the great perks. But you know what? Between you and me, it's this cute little rascal. Look at him. Yeah, Bucky, you old cute little rascal.
Don't hit
That's why I love. I have Bucky on my card. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your card like I did with Bucky on. Federally insured by NCUA.
You should hold your
Terms
card
and
up
conditions
with the
apply.
With the numbers.
I should.
Numbers facing
yeah,
the
I'll
camera.
I'll give you my Social Security number, too.
More Wilde and Tausch with and without Bucky. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
We roll on live from the ESPN Madison Open. Everyone's having trouble with cords today, even Bucky.
What are we going to do if Bucky rips the thing down like I did and spills coffee all over everything? Oh, you can't get mad at Bucky.
No, and quite frankly, I think he would Truman up more than you did.
Oh, just with body language?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably true.
Pretty clear. Yeah. I mentioned Lucas Van Ness, and we talked about what we saw on family night from Jordan Morgan. What about the flip side? Maybe Lucas Van Ness is finally blossoming.
This is one of the things that you've been hearing a lot about throughout camp is that he's figuring it out. You heard Halfley mention that. You got to put it on there, big fella.
It only goes so – he's got kind of a big head.
I understand.
You know.
He got a big melon.
And a very hard nose, as we learned.
It's in that he's in that second year under the system, third year overall, and I think being able to figure out, you know, he's got a bull rush, and then he can go with the arm down. You can start swimming. Like, you start working different pass rush moves. You get the power move here, and then you get him off kilter. Bucky's pretty strong. I'm going to break this chair if you keep doing that. So that is what you're looking for is adding some layers to what I've said from the jump. He is strong as a bull. Mm-hmm. And when you have that and you have the O-line have to sit back on it, that's when you need to make the counters and be able to win the one-on-ones. And sounds like he had some success the other night. I don't know. Was it all power? Jordan Morgan has to show that he can take on power. Every good defensive end is going to say, all right, let me see if you're a power rusher, let me see you handle my power, and then I can adjust off of that.
He got the better of Anthony Belton as well, who also got some time when they pulled Zach Tom for a while.
Yep.
His work night was over. I don't think he had an injury, but again, we won't find out until tomorrow when we have practice again. The bottom line is that if he has taken a huge step forward, that is a huge difference maker for their defense.
You can move him inside. You can kind of shuffle guys around. That was the big complaint last year. When you're playing against the big boy teams, the Lions, the Vikings, the Eagles, can you win one-on-ones? You think you can? We hope so.
Even though he's a Hawkeye.
He's a Hawkeye. You like the Hawkeyes?
No. It was a tough day down in Iowa City last year, though. I ain't going to lie to you.
Yeah. That would be a good add to this group. And I think Lucas Van Ness, he's a big, strong dude. Again, first-round pick. It sometimes takes a while. It seems as if, at least throughout the first week and a half of this, that maybe that light switch is flipped on.
All right. I want to get into next because I know Bucky's got other commitments.
I don't think he does. I think Bucky might be sitting here all day.
I'm hoping Bucky has other commitments.
That's
well,
he
that
kind of is.
Upgrade. Yes, exactly. But the buzzword of camp, both in a negative way and in a positive way, we need to do this more, is physicality.
Yep.
That has obviously been something that has been
it's back sore.
I thought maybe he was doing like a Bob Knight throw the chair thing. He's doing a headstand. Seems like a good time to tell us about Quick Trip.
This does? So I don't know what the heck is going on. I don't know what we got going on here, but I know this.
So are you ready? Slant is a real problem for the headstand.
Are you ready to climb to the top this summer? Well, gear up for Quick Trip's Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Every sip gets you closer to the summit now through August 17th. Play every day for free in the Quick Rewards app. You can get all the way up to each week. The cash prize climbs by 5,000, stacking higher and higher until somebody hits the ultimate prize at $250,000. That is cash money. Open the Quick Rewards app and start climbing. The view from the top is worth every play. And you know what? While you're in the store, bananas, jumbo onions, baking potatoes, 29 cents a pound, plus assorted chips and popcorn. Oh, two for $4. That's nice. From fuel to free air to clean restrooms, Quick Trip has you covered. Download the Quick Rewards app today for every purchase and for ordering ahead. Quick Trip, we'll see you next time.
We roll on now without Bucky. So Bucky's got his own handler? Is that how that works?
I'm not sure what Bucky – Bucky was getting physical.
The physicality there was a perfect segue to what I wanted to talk about.
He was getting super physical, and I – I'm going to lie to you. Kind of wanted to get after Bucky a little bit. Bucky was plucky today.
We're going to talk about physicality, not Bucky's.
What was he doing on my computer?
I don't know, but
I'm sure he joined a Teams meeting.
That is not what was up before.
I don't know what Bucky's up to, but there's some weird, wacky stuff on your browser.
The shotgun start is now 17 minutes away. Mm-hmm. We will get to that, but more Wilde and Tausch conversation about the Packers next, so stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
You've successfully run off Bucky. You're safe now. You're not going to sustain any further injuries.
Oh, I think he's going to be back.
No, he's. I think last I saw him, he was putting.
Once the golfers go out,
I got a hunch.
He's got nothing to do.
I got a hunch he ain't going anywhere.
He likes you.
He does. I'm sure he was just a little badger, just a little cub when you were playing, and he's looked up to you for a long time.
He's definitely a cub. I don't even know what that means.
I don't. Okay. Neither did I, so I'm glad to know.
Super.
The buzzword of camp, much like your interaction with Bucky, has been physicality.
Oh, it's Nate Hobbs in that costume.
There have been some times. And by the way, Nate Hobbs did not participate in family
night. He's been taking guys out.
He's got a knee injury, and I don't have a whole lot of information on that. And obviously – as has been discussed frequently on this very program, he's a very physical player.
Yeah, real physical.
And sometimes you do damage to yourself by playing in that manner.
Mm-hmm.
So far in camp, he has been physical toward multiple receivers. There was some debate as to whether his hit on Marshawn Lloyd actually caused his groin injury or not. Bottom line is, Goody's point, after he was asked about Nate Hobbs' behaviors, this is why we signed him. And I'd rather have to rein guys in than to have them be pushed to be more physical.
you being the pro that you are, your last day before your sabbatical was the first day of practice.
Yep.
So you were gone for this. This became a thing, and there were camps. There were camps that were saying that Matt LaFleur is too soft because he's trying to rein in some
Jesse
of the physicality.
Was saying that, I think.
I was not. Oh.
Now, I will say that Tucker Kraft did tell us, and I don't think anyone has asked LaFleur about this. Again, he does most of his press conferences during this program, which I am not going to miss for his 10-minute pressers. But that Tucker Kraft told us they're not allowed to stiff arm in camp.
What?
Not allowed to stiff arm guys.
Oh, really? You can't stiff arm guys?
Nope.
Oh.
You can't do it.
Huh. Why?
I don't know. Because you can hurt somebody, I guess.
But you can tackle.
But no, they don't and do a lot of tackling. They do a little bit of tackling.
That.
Wait, we thought you were Bucky.
I know what that
it
is.
It is. So my, but then the other camp is good. This is exactly what they need, is to be more physical. And I had some conversations throughout the week with Xavier McKinney and with Lucas Van Ness and with Rashawn Gary and with some of the offensive linemen. And they, as you have said many times, and you are 1,000,000% right on this, that Philadelphia loss left some scars.
Mm-hmm.
And they walked out of that game thinking a number of things, including we got to be more physical.
Yes.
And so that's why you're seeing what you're seeing. And again, I don't have a problem.
But then how do you balance that with I'm not going to let you stiff arm anybody?
Right. So I think they have, quote, rules of engagement. And Nate Hobbs has gone over the line a couple times in those rules of engagement. At the same time, LaFleur is trying to find the medium of, all right, we've issued this edict. We need to be more physical. How are we going to do that without having guys suffer injuries because we're being too physical with each other in practice?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why having three preseason games, having two joint practices around the corner is so important. Because at least now when you're putting out that physicality, you won't be hurting your own guys by doing it.
I think it's a really thin needle to thread.
I agree.
Because you want to be physical. You can't just flip a switch and say, let's do it. I that's the first I've heard of the no stiff arms. You have to play football to play football. And if you want to be a physical, dominant front, you got to practice it. And I understand that you don't want to get guys hurt. You can control some things, especially up front. I don't want guys live tackling and, barreling at guys' knees. I'm not interested in that.
Correct.
But as far as letting it rip, and Philadelphia, their defensive line embarrassed Green Bay's offensive line. Mm. And now there are injuries at play. But that was why we saw Grudy handle himself the way he did, because he couldn't watch that. And now you're trying to build. The NFL is a copycat league. Who won the championship? How'd they do it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how they did it, they had a lot of depth and they had a great offensive line and a great defensive line, and they were able to generate pressure with four people. That's how they won a championship. You can say Saquon. Well, Saquon had 1,300 some odd yards without ever being touched, as you've said on the show 100 times. That's what Green Bay is trying to get. And for me, I would much rather you see it the other way, where you're hardening guys up and you're pushing the envelope from a physicality standpoint, if indeed that is the identity you want. Every team wants it, but you have to do it. There is no replacement for that. You can't just say, you can't just do a bunch of walkthroughs and jogthroughs and then say, come September 9th or whatever day,
right,
Green Bay is playing Detroit, September
mm-hmm.
7th, and you can't say, all right, guys, now we're going to go hit. Well, it doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. You better build. And that's where Detroit, when you go back and look at the Hard Knocks with Dan Campbell, and guys are getting physical and they're saying, I promise you, this is what it needs to be. He was right. You have to practice. If that is what you want to have, you have to do it. And you'd have to tell me if that's what's going on.
So I do think that their commitment is real to being more physical. I think, we'll see what tomorrow and Wednesday's practices look like, but those have been advertised to us by Matt LaFleur as being heavy workload, grind,
in pads physicality.
Okay.
Again, I agree with you. You know, it's a multi-tiered approach, right? It is, if you want to be a more physical team, you have to put an emphasis on it, right? You get what you emphasize, you get what you tolerate. So, A, you got to emphasize it. B, you probably need to get more guys that are physical by nature.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Nate Hobbs, for all the grief you gave me, the diagnosis from my three-game watching of him on NFL Plus was clearly what they saw in him. Now, again, if your corner is one of your most physical guys, but he's getting cooked in coverage, that's not helping you much, right? You need him to not only be physical, but obviously effective as in pass coverage. Like, when I look at this team, who strikes you as physical? I would say Edgerrin Cooper looks physical mm-hmm. to me, and he eats up grass quickly.
Yeah.
I think Quay Walker has flashed that, but I wouldn't say that he's a clearly physical player. He's got a physical presence.
Say Van Ness.
I was going to say Van Ness, even though the result hasn't been that on the field, but that's like his brand is being a physical rusher.
Yes.
Well, he's a big Herculean fellow. I don't know if his play, if you can say, I mean, were you watching Lucas Van Ness a lot last year going, boy, is he physical? No, we think he's strong, but did we see him is Rashawn Gary a super physical player?
Yes.
I think he improved significantly in his run defense last year. But again, if you want to be physical, you can't just say, we're going to be more physical,
gotta,
and it happens.
You got to go out and do it. And I can remember our most physical teams were 2001 to 2004. That was what we did. And you know what we did over and over, and it didn't matter if it was training camp or if it was regular season. We ran 96 power. Mm-hmm. We ran 97 BIM. We'd run zone, and we would just – that's what we did. And it was padded, and it was go. And you know what? We ran the play I don't know how many times. That's what we did, and it translates over. So it's always – you know, interesting when you have a quarterback that's really good and you think can really do some things, balancing that out, you can do both. But you have to practice and emphasize it. It can't just be, we're going to hit the pads, we're going to do this. You got to go do it. And we did 9-on-7 every blanking day, every Thursday throughout the entire season for those years that we were really good running the football.
Matt LaFleur likes to use the phrase callous. You got to callous yourself.
Yes.
For the season. You were obviously well calloused going into regular season.
You can see my big toe right now. Really well calloused.
Oh, thanks.
A lot of hiking.
Whoa, Nelly!
You brought it up. I didn't.
I did not bring up your toe.
You brought up callous.
I brought up calluses. It's kind of.
Do you think that they will be properly calloused? Like your big toe is.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's where, you know, you have to tell me what is going on. Obviously, you were not impressed with the off-season walkthroughs.
Yeah, it was all jog through.
So I think camp, it sounds as if it's been more physical than it's maybe been in the past under LaFleur. And if you want to be that, you have to practice it. Period.
Mm-hmm.
So last year I thought the run game and with what they do, duoing and all of the combinations – that leads to more physicality than just saying stretch the front side, cut the backside and let it go and have your guy read. This is, hey, we're going to move this guy. He's sitting there. We're going to duo block. We're going to move him. Then you have to do it. It doesn't add up to me when you hear Tucker Kraft. I understand you want to keep your guys healthy, but when you're sitting here telling me I'm going to be a – what did Dan Campbell say about Green Bay? We're going to take him out in the deep waters and just drag him out because – we can swim and they can't or whatever it was, or basically going to drown you.
Mm.
You got to practice that. And if you're going to do that, that's who you're going to be. And I think Green Bay obviously understood after last year, they need more of that. Maybe it's not going to be to the same level as some of the other teams that have handled their business that way. But I think they recognized we need more of what we had than what we had last season.
All right, we need to get ready for the 11 o'clock hour. The golfers are headed out to the course at TPC Wisconsin. You said it's a hard course.
It is.
Even for a guy, an accomplished player like yourself.
Yes. you'd have a hard time with 200 here. Mm-hmm. And it's not me being a jerk.
I don't doubt that.
Okay. I had 5 birdies at Camp Randall on Saturday.
That's what I heard.
I don't know if you heard.
I'm gonna rip the. I'll rip it out of the
story,
wall.
The whole show went to.
Well, the good news is Tito's Vodka is here. So, if you have a tough round and you want to drown your sorrows a little bit, Tito's is here.
And you know me, I love 3 things. Well, I love more than 3 things, but I love these 3 things: football, firing up the grill, and a solid cocktail in my hand. And when it's time to kick back, whether I'm tailgating before the game, watching from the couch, or grilling with friends, Tito's Handmade Vodka is always my go-to. Made in Austin, Texas, at the first legal distillery in the state, Tito's is 6 times distilled for clean, smooth finish, and it's naturally gluten-free. That means it mixes with just about anything from a spicy bloody, we saw the spicy bloody bar over there, to classic vodka tonic while flipping them burgers. And here's what makes me like Tito's even more. They're not just about great drinks. Tito's gives back in a big way, partnering with nonprofits and doing good in communities across the country, especially for dogs. So the next time you're raising a glass, make it Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled by 5th Generation in Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor that responsibly, Jesse.
Will do.
The 11 o'clock hour kicks off in 2 minutes, live from TPC Wisconsin at the ESPN Madison Open, benefiting Mentoring Positives. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.